Good day, everyone. Welcome to SSR 2 plenary number 89 on the 30th of October, 2019 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today, we have Kaveh, Ram, Lauren, Carrie-Anne, Zarko, Russ, and Boban. Apologies from Eric. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar.
Has Steve joined?
Yes, Steve and Brenda. Technical writer Heather is on the call. And it looks like Denise has just joined. I'd like to remind you today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I will turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so busy week for the team. We'll be meeting in 2 days. The hope for today's call is that we can know the list of recommendations that we'll be working on in Montreal. Leading into this, we had some updates, or coming out of last week's call, we had talked about recommendations 3, 3B, 24, 25, and 26. We got through all of those and had some action items for 3 to better to make it more measurable and to define the word abuse. And that was done in email a day or two after the call. And so I have not seen any follow-up discussion on those. So I'm so now is the time to raise a concern if you don't think those were addressed.
Russ, this is Heather. Regarding recommendation 3, mm-hmm. We had talked last time that it didn't actually add anything other than do what SSR 1 recommendation 11 told you to do. There was nothing more to it than that, and so there was a suggestion to remove it from explicit mention.
To just put it into the bucket of finish.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we haven't actually touched it in this document, so I'm not sure if we have consensus on that.
Right. I think the email that came from Denise was proposing the additional words that were supposed to address that.
Okay.
That was how I interpreted it. How did other people read that?
Sorry, I'm still trying to find recommendation 3.
It's just on page 2.
I'm trying to pull up the document.
The big red letter document, yes. I don't have any other word for it because I can't remember the...
It'd be helpful if that was in the agenda and we have our calls. You know how challenging it is for...
It was last week.
I think I'm just looking forward to seeing just one clean document that my brain, I think, would be able to align to it.
Right, but to do that, we're going to renumber, which is why I've been reluctant to do that until going into the meeting on Friday.
Makes sense.
Because then we won't be able to say 3 and know what we're talking about.
Yep. And I'm sorry, what page is it on?
I think it's on page 2.
Numbered page 2 and slider page 3.
Isn't Google Docs fun?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I must be in the wrong Google Doc because those pages don't align. So if someone could send me a link, perhaps you could come back to it. I'm happy to look at it.
Are you in the Zoom room?
Yep, I am now.
Okay, Jennifer, could you put in chat the link?
Sure, I already did that, but I'll repost it.
Okay.
And, it was prior to Denise.
I'm sorry, why am I, I'm having trouble finding recommendation three. What's it related to? What can I search for?
It says recommendation three, parentheses, metrics, vulnerability disclosure.
Ah, okay. Yeah, well, that gets me recommendation 24.
It's also now on the screen, I believe Brenda or Jennifer's sharing their their screen.
Okay. Yeah, and so the suggestion is to just include this in sort of the list rather than of SSR 1 recommendations to be implemented rather than writing it out.
Well, for recommendation 3, not talking about 3B, that was how I thought, that's what I thought made the most sense. Russ's point is that the message you sent on October 23rd, the DNS abuse definitions, that might have content to flesh out recommendation 3, and therefore perhaps it shouldn't be merged into the rest of the SSR 1 bucket.
The point being that there was not an agreed to definition of abuse SSR
right.
One time frame.
Well, I think we can cite that in either place. But Heather, your recommendation was to remove 3, not 3B?
Yes.
Why is that?
It was purely because we have about 6 or 7 SSR 1 recommendations where we go into more detail saying, you know, this is what SSR 1 recommends, but there's more to it. Perhaps it wasn't particularly actionable or particularly clear, and so we're diving into details. But that isn't to say that all these rest of the SSR 1 recommendations also need to be addressed the way SSR 1 told you to do it. And since 3 doesn't have anything more to it than what SSR 1 already said, that fits right into the rest of the bucket of all the other SSR 1 recommendations.
Right. Well, yeah, at this point, it seems fine to move it into the bucket of SSR 1, but we may want to revisit that depending on whether we make any further changes to the DNS abuse and compliance section of the report.
I'm pleased to do that. I just would like the intro text to point out then something that says, like, using the definitions for abuse that come in whatever section it ends up being numbered.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so we've talked a little bit about 3, have an action plan for that. That was the only one that had any open actions coming out of last week. Are there any concerns with any of the other ones we talked about last week? 3, 3B, 24, 25, or 26? Hearing none. I'm not sure I waited long enough. Are there any hands? Okay, how about any part of the report? Because I'd like this to be stable going into the meeting on Friday.
Hi all, this is Lauren. I think Russ, having the document, as Karian said, will probably lead to more comments and more work to be done. I have to say, I have struggled in the three last weeks to kind of get my head around, and I don't think I'm the only one. So I'm really looking forward to reading the document in a cleaned up form, and I'll do that before we meet. And I think that if everyone does that, we already have a good start. I do think there will be open questions, unfortunately.
And just to add to what Laurie is saying, I think that once I'll probably download the document myself and just accept all changes, at least I could read it in entirety. And I think everyone could probably take that approach. So when we sit together to renumber and restructure how the flow is with Heather's guidance, that she would have seen the whole thing, I think we'll probably be more productive. Because I tried looking at it again today and I couldn't think of any other comment I would have on it.
Sure, I am positive that a fresh look at the restructured, renumbered document will raise things. And that's what, you know, we will handle on Friday. But if there's something we know about, I'd like to deal with it.
And this is Heather. Carrie Ann, before you go into that the Google Doc with the red letters at the top and accept all changes and try and read it that way, I think I've already done what you're looking for in terms of having a document that incorporates all of those the words that we used in a reasonable structure, I think. And I'm just I've sent that to the coordination team for their review, and I think it's being shared before Montreal, Russ?
It already was.
Oh, great. So there is a clean copy out there that you can look at from start to finish.
It was in my note on Monday.
Ah, good.
It had the link to the red letter document and the clean version that Jennifer put in the not tech writer folder.
Great.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
I'm sorry, someone said something, but somebody else was speaking at the same time.
This is Heather. I think Carrie Ann's just in a busy room, that's all.
Ah.
Hi, yeah, I can hear you. I'm in a busy room. Yes, you are right. I'm trying to do two calls at the same time.
Okay, if no one has anything on any of the recommendations to raise, then I think we're done and we'll see everybody on Friday. Safe travels.
Thanks, everyone. See you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Emma. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.